In John's Gospel, we've been hearing about the Advocate recently. It's the name for the Holy Spirit given in John's Gospel. The word advocate comes from the Greek word parakletos, or paraclete, and by translating it advocate, it has the sense of a defense attorney, the Spirit coming to our defense in the world so that we may give a compelling witness to Christ in the church. And it shows us that part of our Christian responsibility here in the world, what we are sent out on mission to do, is to make a compelling and convincing case for Christ. Spirit will be our advocate, but it's up to us and our work in the world to make a compelling and convincing case for Christ, one that will convict hearts that they may turn to the Lord. We see this in Paul and his episode in the Acts of the Apostles this morning. He makes a convincing and convicting case for Christ to his own jailers there, those who had condemned him. In return, Paul, through their peaceful witness, singing hymns, praying, Christ makes his presence known in a convincing and convicting way to the jailers so that they all turn and welcome Paul into their home. They're immediately baptized. And maybe things don't always shake out quite like that in our daily lives, but it does go to show that we're called to make this compelling and convincing case for Christ by the way that we live our lives. This can be a challenge. Sometimes Jesus speaks about the rulers of this world, and by the way, he's not referring by the rulers of this world to Putin or Pelosi or anyone like that. Often we get embroiled in controversy, and probably many of you are familiar now with the case of denying Nancy Pelosi communion. It's a very kind of a fraught case. I'm a bit confused on it myself, quite where to stand. Some may see it as a courageous act of pastoral love, and anything less than that would be somehow cowardice. On the other hand, some might say that there's absolutely no place whatsoever in any time or place to put up a dividing line like that. My sense is probably both of those perspectives are wrong in some way. If we were to really dive into the details of it, what we might say, however, is that we're called nonetheless to make a convincing and compelling case for Christ. And here we might just see something that's sad. That's really how I feel about that pronouncement. I feel sad. It tells me something that, if anything, we've failed to make a convincing case for Christ. We've failed to make a pastoral persuasion of hearts. And we should feel sad about that. Not to feel like winners in a cultural war, but there's been something lacking in our witness and evidence for Christ and for life in the world. And we should take stock of that. Not see ourselves as winners, but in some way, all of us are called to do better, to make a more convincing and persuasive witness and case for Christ in the world. I know that might kind of sound like a downer, but I think it's important for us to reflect more about how, in my life, am I being a convincing and convicting case for Christ by the way that I live my life, by the way that I share my faith with others? Is it winsome, or is it more bitter and contentious in the way that I share my life for Christ? There's one pastor who likes to say, what we win them with is what we win them to. What we win them with is what we win them to. We take that to heart. The Holy Spirit has won us, has won our hearts with love, with charity, with truth, and that's how we'll win others as well. We make a convincing case for Christ when we live our lives with truth, holiness, and charity.